This podcast contains adult language. This is DigitalDare.com. Today is November the 7th. It's a Thursday. We have a special treat. We have Calhoun in the building for the first time in a while.
I'm back.
Hey, what's up?
Man, you know, I've been doing the white man's bidding. trying to get a few dollars in my pocket. You know, you got to go through them.
Well, you Uncle Rickus, you willing to do. You work about 30 jobs just to make them happen, right?
I'm trying to be half to make it. Fans the plantain and the goat stew.
Anyway, today's podcast is just really specific. We're just going to talk about Jonathan Martin and his situation and get your thoughts on it. Not going to be a long podcast. Yeah. Just talk about it, because for those of you who don't know, Jonathan Martin is, and you can step in and correct me, Jonathan Martin's an NFL player who's an offensive lineman. He's like 6'5", 315.
Yeah.
By all accounts, he's a little soft, maybe pampered and baby.
Yeah.
And so,
as you would know better, they say coming out of Stanford, he was the same way. So he was soft.
Yeah, so I guess the rep on him is he's a big soft kid.
He's probably gay.
Maybe. You never know. But anyway, he's a big soft kid, and he's playing a man sport. And I think that one of the players was, you know, just being rough on him. I don't know if it was, hey, we're going to get this guy tough, rough, or hey, I just don't like this cat rough, but just being rough on him. And he went and reported it to the league and the team. And in today's world, once it gets out there,
it's out there.
And he's all the way out there. And he's broken some rules, and we're going to get to it. But first, I just want to know your thoughts on that. And did you understand it? Like, I'm understanding it for the most part.
Well, as much as they're releasing, you know, that's what they're releasing. And they're releasing it bit by bit. So, who knows exactly, like, the intricacies of it. For him to come out, I think it probably went too far too long a while ago. Because I don't think he would have came out if it was a couple of instances. This has been pressing.
But he's been only on the team for two. This is his second year. So a year and a half or whatever.
They say when he came in and started, he been holding text messages and stuff from like March or April or some stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so it's been going on for a long time.
All right. So as we get into some of the specifics of it, he called. The player he's been scuffling with is Richard Incognito.
Who has a reputation anyway, right?
Yeah, he has a reputation for being kind of a bully, buddy. A
dirty kind of player.
A dirty player. I don't know if he's been so much a bully, but he's been a reputation of having been a dirty player. And to his own admission, he's gotten and said his life hasn't been in order. He's trying to get things in order in his life. And so I'm surprised that people have taken an interest in him like that. You would think that a player like this would be borderline out of the league, or either out of the league.
Somebody Richard Incognito?
Yeah, Richard. We talking about Richard Incognito.
He's the right color.
Yeah.
Let's keep it real. He's the right color, right?
Yeah.
So,
if he was black,
he would have been out. If it was Jonathan Martin was bullying Richard Incognito, he would have at least been suspended by now.
Yeah.
The league is showing you how openly racist it is, and not. Riley Cooper showed you that.
Well, I think the Riley Cooper situation showed you how is this league really?
And don't give a shit. Because he was absolutely nothing to nobody.
Yeah.
And he can do that and not even get suspended a game or two.
Yeah.
And even with his teammates in a bit of an uproar about it. Now, you know, Mike Vick had the tap dance. Because they let you off. You still getting a check. So you got to do
it. And say the best on the America song. World Series MVP, you still a nigga.
Still a nigga.
You know what I'm saying? So, just because you throw that ball, don't, you know, they still.
Well, he has to be politically correct at all times.
Just because of him.
And because them bitches at Peter still, we hate Mike Vick. Make it just shove a dog up their ass. I give a fuck. But, you know, when you have LeSean McCoy, he said he didn't like it.
Yeah.
And he don't know if he could trust to play with someone like that. They didn't give a shit.
What, your opinion doesn't matter.
At all. Let them say now LeSean McCoy call him and say this ass owner, he let me play. Now let's see what the uproar is. Just like with Jonathan Martin. Now it says a lot. I think he's soft. Maybe, but he might be okay. A piece.
Let's get to that. That's a good way to start this. What is your opinion? Just off, we're going to talk more about it. What is your opinion of him?
I have two opinions. It could be either or. Because, you know, the culture we grew up in, being the black man in America, not to get too racist.
In the South.
In the South. In America, in the hood. Well, as long as you're not in the suburb, if you're not in the suburb, you're a nigga in the hood, it's a tough bravado. Just like our Spanish men have a bravado about them. You ever see Rodney's? You ever be Rodney's ex? And they had that. Oh man, they know everything. They confidence. They tell everything what to do. So they have a different kind of bravado. We have a tough guy persona, right? I grew up, but they were killing folks every day around my hood.
But they were killing like a block from each other.
No. This is how the conversation goes. I grew up. They was killing people. Every day. That ain't nothing. I was growing up, they were killing every 4 hours. Oh boy, y'all had it easy. Yeah. They were killing every day, every hour where I'm from. Yeah. Gunshots never stopped. Bro, I was poor when I was coming up. We ain't had nothing but bologna and bread. At least you can afford the bologna. And I was growing up. So our whole culture is steeped in, you know,
how masculine one.
Yeah, survival. Who survives the best? Hey boy, I did 2 years down at Wright Street. Wright Street? I was down in Henry County I was down in Willacoochee, Georgia. So it's made on that.
Yeah.
Take pride in nonsense is what it is. And that's not even what you should be taking pride in. Somebody really should intervene with those stupid ass conversations going to be like, wow, that's an awful way to come up. No wonder you still ain't shit. But that's something else. So when you have that kind of culture and you have this guy come out of it, he's still a black guy. And you know how we think about a black guy getting
black. But he's biracial, so.
Cause that's probably why he's a fucking bitch. That's why he's a bitch. What is he, black and white? White?
I guess so. I mean,
ding, 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 ding.
Dude, Richard Incognito called him a half. It's the Uncle Ruckus of insults coming from a white guy.
See, I just heard them talking about it was a racial slur, but I didn't hear what
he
said.
Called him a half. He told him he shit in his mouth and slapped his fucking mom. He killed him.
Oh, the league won't have to worry. And what's so appalling is the league is doing that. I would have been hurt Richard Incognito. And if I didn't think I was strong enough, them chairs that you sit in getting dressed, I would have played it cool, got dressed, and went across his fucking head, helmet, chair, helmet. I would have broke both of them on. No problem, gave him the evidence. I felt threatened. I was scared for
what he just turned in the message and said he felt threatened.
But this is how you are helpless. Because now here we are sitting talking about how soft he is and not what's going on with Richard Incognito. He should not be on the team.
Who?
Richard Incognito.
Well, they suspend him.
With those
him.
Kind of comments.
Well, they suspend him, but the actual case of what's going on is interesting, but just the branches to this main story is even more interesting. So, one of the branches is that the Dolphins basically came out and said, hey, we told Richard Incognito to tough him up. Now, I think that's personal BS. They're just trying to cover their asses on that case. But let's talk about it both ways. What are your thoughts? Do you think they told him that? Do you think it's possible they told him that?
I was listening to the sports radio yesterday. Like, who ordered the code red? So, they may have ordered the code red, but it also may be them trying to take some of the heat off of him.
Well, just trying to die the story down, period, right? Because even though the story is now has legs of his own, look, he speeds off while we're talking about it on, they showing him on TV.
That's the problem, nigga, in the total camera, fuck you playing football for? That's
the problem. But anyway, it's just interesting that, like, it seemed like they tried to squash it and be like, oh, it wasn't nothing, just a little, we told him to make him tougher and he taking it out of context. And so, you know, I think that's BS. I don't think the Dolphins told it. I just think they're trying to. They were hoping that they could say that and this would go away, not knowing that now this is the story of pretty much of the month. This is probably, they're going to keep this going as long as they can keep it going, right? Because it's actually an interesting story.
I think at some point, I think even the Player Association have to get involved with the blatant. It's a lot of race. It's blatant racism, and this kid is getting persecuted. Like, I'm listening to sports radio yesterday. That's how I know the story. You know, I haven't had. And everyone keeps talking to Jonathan Martin. Is he soft? Is he this? Is he that? And Twitter Stewart was like, 6'5", 300 pounds. Stop it. Listen, some people are peacemakers.
And that was going to the next question. Because it's funny, like, as you read the article and read just users' feedback, you see the vast majority of people are supporting Martin. And very few are supporting the warrior culture. Like, Grantland wrote a piece about, you know, basically saying maybe Jordan Martin has a brain issue. Like, maybe he has a mental issue. Like, maybe a broken, he's just not functioning like everybody else is. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, basically appeasing him. But most people are appeasing him and saying he did the adult thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're supposed to do is that day, right? Let's be honest. If someone, if you're in a bar, if you're at a party, and it's some pushing or someone hits you or whatever, you're supposed to really turn and walk away before it escalates. Now, you're going to exchange words. If you have any sense about you, you're supposed to turn and walk away. Because this can escalate into a court case. This can escalate into some kind of... This can escalate very fast. He's doing the right thing and going through the proper procedures. For even a leak out like it is a problem. He's doing what he's supposed to do. He went and he's telling people, this kid is bullying me. He needs to leave me alone.
And so, I guess that's the funny thing about it, because you're saying that he did the right thing. But
In hindsight, because they're still a professional setting. So let's say he went crawl, like I said.
Well, I say that I challenge you with this.
Hold on. He go upside his head with a helmet. Richard Incognito, he's bleeding on the floor profusely. This makes news team. What happens? Jonathan Martin get thrown out of the lead. Now you got a court case. Now you got lead coming. Now you spinning. Now you get out of the lead. All that. You go through the proper channels. My mom used to tell me before you get into a fight. No, well, my dad actually, because my mom said, don't fight at all costs. You tell the teacher first. First, you address the kid. If the kids keep going, you tell the teacher. The teacher keep going, then you try to tell someone. If you can't, you fight the kid. That's how that goes. Now, of course, you know how that went. The kids say something to me. We're going to go tell the teacher. You better stop or we're going to get into it. You know. But he went through the proper procedure. He did what he was supposed to do. What was he supposed to do?
And that goes to, at some point, when do you stand up for yourself?
If this doesn't work.
So, he's been holding this in for this long. Like, at some point, and it's kind of split into two things. One, real men stand up and walk away. But the war, certain professions have risks that are associated with them. He could have fought him and not been in serious trouble. Like,
but he probably
he would have got suspended maybe 4 or 5 games, even not by the lead by the team.
He would probably think he can't beat him. He might think
then that's a different issue altogether. Then right?
He might think he can't beat him. I would have had to have him.
But see, that's what I'm saying. You saying he did the right thing, but
when you bring somebody's mom involved, it might be because our mothers have passed.
Well, June, I said it best. Three things you don't fuck with: a man, his change, and his mom. You do that, you won't drama.
Exactly. Once you say some shit about my mixed mom and all that.
Nah, he just said he slapped his mom.
You say anything like that. You say my mom's fucking name. And that said, okay, good. You don't think I can beat you? I think it might be a fight. No worries. I'ma grab something and go upside you with it.
But that may be, now that may come into, if he went to Stanford, probably his upbringing, he's probably from a well-to-do. But not even a well-to-do, probably from a better-than-average city.
And this is a lesson for all you Tiger Wood-ass out there. You still a so you can have that funny fucking hair like Russell, Seattle, what's his name? Russell Wilson. You can talk like RG3. You can sit here and say you're not like Tiger Woods. Let me tell you something. You still a and this is something that's showing you right now. You go through the proper seasons. I'll tell you what'll probably happen. He'll be at the lead before Incognito will be.
This leads itself to the next topic. Will he ever play football again? We're going to talk about both. Will Incognito play football again?
Of course.
Will Jonathan Martin ever play football again? Can he?
Who knows?
Can he walk into an NFL locker room and people don't look at him like he pussy? Or
see, that's the problem.
I'm asking. I'm saying.
No, that's the problem. Who knows? Now you look like you saw because the motherfucker left and went home.
I mean, he look, essentially, the players are pretty much siding with Incognito, even though it's mostly Caucasians that they've asked. But it seems like they're siding with Incognito, and it seems like they're mad that Martin didn't break a rule. Even Andrew Rose said he should have punched him or whatever. And like, I think that this is a classic case of perception versus reality, because we perceive him to be a big guy who's strong, who's,
and he's all that because he's offensive lineman in that NFL. He is big, he is strong,
but he's not a masculine person.
No, he's a masculine person. He may not be aggressive, but he's not an aggressive guy. Listen, I'm a football player, not a boxer. I'm not none of that. I get paid to do a certain skill. And in my skill, I'm pushing guys. I'm not throwing hands. Off the field, I might be a gentle giant. You think Shaq can fight? I don't. I seen Charles Barkley scoop his big ass and beat his ass when he played with Houston. So, all because you got the size, you may be gentle. You got both parents who came up in this cushy-ass lifestyle. This motherfucker probably ain't missed a meal. They probably had no hard time. We don't know. Everybody had their own struggle. But he came up probably nice. You know what I'm saying? And he probably came up with pieces to answer, use your words. You know all the shit they saying. And in this day and age, let's be honest, with all this bullying shit, it's not cool to bully and this, that, and the other. You know, just go. Let me tell you something. If it was this kid bullying Richard Incognito, what you think would happen?
From what standpoint do you mean from?
If it was the black guy.
I understand what you're saying. Like, do you mean from a media standpoint? Do I think the white guy would have hit him standpoint? What do you think?
If everything were the exact same, he made Richard Incognito get the fuck on.
This is a menace.
This is a menace. Get him out of here. Get him counseling. Get him out of here. Richard Incognito has been a menace in the NFL for years.
So you're saying the complexion?
Complexion for the protection, for the collection. Paul Mooney. That's what I'm saying.
So,
it's clear. It's clear. Anything, we already come, they already think we're aggressive and animals, and we're, and he's showing you that's not exactly, he's using his head. And you got this meathead, Neanderthal, bloodthirsty on his ass. He can't shake him. He just want peace. This want war. He just want to get a check. This want blood. The media need to portray him like he need to be portrayed. Look what they did to Dez Bryant last week. Look how they, for him going off on the sideline as quarterback, oh my God, they paid him as a menace all even to today. Still talking about him. Good, he was out of
his
mind.
Do you think some of the Dolphins have protected Incognito by telling him just to suspend him for indefinitely? Like, just go away. At least we can solve half of this problem.
When does that ever have anything to do with the media? The media get these stories and run with them.
That's who's running with this now.
That's who's running with it now. There's nothing else going on. That's why I'm running with it. I couldn't believe how they still have it. I bring it all up. Let's bring Riley Cooper back in this. Let's get it all going again. Every time they say Mike Vick, what they say? Dog fight. Let's bring it all up again. Nah, they talked to Marquise Pouncey too, I think.
Yeah, they talked to Marquise.
And he was like they were brothers or something. He was on the Incognito side.
He's mixed too.
They keep talking all these. Let me tell you something. I have to have Richie.
If it was you,
I have to have him. I would have to have him. And I don't even know if I could beat him. I'm not gonna lie about it. The motherfucker's like 6'3", 3 something. All muscle. He has no neck. It's not from fat. I have to have him.
Yeah. So with that being said, what do you think of the player siding with Incognito more so than Martin?
That'll make me feel a certain way if I was Martin. Because you all have seen it too. And for no one to even stand up for him. As human beings, we have a duty at times to stand up for people who can't stand up for themselves. So, a lot of you witness this going on.
Let me ask you this. Is it the culture? You're a man, you need to handle yourself as a man. Does that come into play?
It comes into play to an extent, but somebody getting bullied is somebody getting bullied. I mean, regardless.
But that's what perception versus reality, right? So everybody perceives this big, strong guy. He should be able to take care of
himself. Yeah, but not there, because they got front row seats to it. So they see it. See, it's our perception of it versus reality. They see it.
So what if somebody just say, hey, man, you should stand up for yourself?
If he's showing you he can't stand up for himself, he can't stand up for himself.
But at some point, the world doesn't care, right? Like, the world doesn't care that you, a grown man has been dealt, a grown, healthy man has been dealt a bad hand, right?
Then you do what he's doing. And you go outside of those parameters, because you all are probably picking on him, too. So, Richard doing all this shit. Whoever heard that shit and found it funny is a fuck to me. Because if he's doing all that, you had anybody.
Well, what part of the article said Martin was laughing at it at one point in time.
Yeah, well, he probably like tears of a clown. He's probably laughing at the crowd. Bro, you know how it is. Act like it ain't.
He's scared, so he can't even stand up for himself.
You know how that's going, man. You want to sit there and be like, hey, that's not cool. And they keep pouring it on? Come on, man. So, this is what's going on. This kid's getting bullied. And again, I tell you who's the faceless piece of shit coward. It's Roger Goodell.
That came out of nowhere.
Fucking cut that bastard. That's what he is. He's always on the war page and on the war path, and he's always ready to suspend this guy for drinking, suspend that guy for not wearing the you know, give a fine to RG3 for wearing Operation Comeback. You always want to do this little shit, and you never, when it comes to shit like this, nowhere to be fucking found. Say some shit like, we'll leave that to the teams of police. You fucking racist piece of shit. That's what you are. You overpaid piece of crap. And I'm going to tell you who else a piece of shit. What is his name? DeMarcus? DeMario? Whatever the deployer union got name? What's his name?
Smith.
DeMario Smith or something like that, yeah. Fucking ass.
Well, nah, the players union is supposed to be doing something. It's just one of them things. It's two players, so what do you do?
Crank up.
What is who? Another player?
Exactly. You crank up with the one that's wrong. You crank up with the one that's wrong.
Well, let me ask you this. I don't know if that's in their jurisdiction. Because the players union is kind of like...
It's like, they look at the players. It's the interest of the players.
But it's more so players versus owners. It's like a normal union, like in a union. You're looking at... union is basically for players versus management, right?
Right.
How do you police players versus players? Union member versus union member.
Just like in the union, there's always someone in charge of the union, right? And if there's a problem, you go to the union member, and y'all try to squash it together. So,
but I don't know. In this regard, I'll agree. I don't know if that's a union issue.
Well, let me tell you something. When it gets this big, it's everybody's issue. Because the light is on everyone. That's why they have to do something now. The light's on everyone. Bullying probably going, you know, bullying's been in the locker room since.
Yeah, I got hazed. I played in college, and my hazing was...
Well, you don't want to get hazed, but there's a difference between getting hazed and bullied. You see what I'm saying? It's the difference between initiation...
Well, I think everywhere you have people who don't like certain people.
Right.
And so they take it too far.
Too far.
And
then when you're getting, when it's being taken too far against somebody who's not fighting, at some point in time, it goes from being initiation hazing to bullying.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened now. He's not fighting. He's not fighting. So if someone, if there's a fight breakout, two people, and one guy's beating this guy on the ground, the guy's, I give up, you got it. He's on the ground, he's covering up, you got it. At some point, somebody gets him like, that's enough, right?
Yeah.
And that's what somebody in the Dolphin organization should have done.
Well, the report was they told the general manager, and he told Martin he should just go punch Incognito in the face. That was his response to Incognito. Martin making basically giving a request. I don't know how.
The more we talk about it, the better I see this kid, Martin. The better light I see him in. I'll tell you why. You want to talk about a mass man and a thinking man and an intellectual man. That's exactly what he did. He didn't give in. If he got it or not, he didn't give in to his animalistic nature or his anger. He kept his head about him. Now it may be fear. This guy, and I bet it's a lot of it. He's probably fearful. But he didn't go in and do something sneaky. He didn't bash him. None of that. He went through the proper protocol. And now the light's on their ass. So, and I
hope the light's on them, one. But two, he may have threw his career away. It seems like he'll be blacklisted. Let me say that.
Well, you know, people are going to say... I mean, you put him in the locker room, he's just softer. But man, Teo's playing. Teo, he's playing.
But I think it's a difference between what Teo did and
Well, Paul was just saying, like,
I think they look at him as a snitch, a bitch and a snitch, meaning like, hey, you didn't stand up for yourself, but not only that, you got somebody else in trouble, but not only that, you, it got to the public. So, damn, I could be...
They gonna give it to him.
I could be fucking around on my wife, and you would let it be, like, he doesn't, it seems like he doesn't have respect to anybody in the league right now. Or at least they're not, nobody's coming to his support from the league. I see a lot of regular people coming to his support.
It's a sad day.
Well, let me ask you this. Is he just in the wrong profession?
No. He's on the wrong profession. He got God blessed him with a set of talent.
But in
everybody's like, not
you got to have, in this profession seems like you have to have something.
He has it. He's in the trenches, so he's not no...
Well, not physical, but it's like somebody was saying, sports are mostly mental, especially at this level, because everybody has physical. If you got to this point physically, you have the ability. So it's more mental. Maybe he's not mentally strong enough to play.
See, that's a bad statement to put on there. I think that's a horrible statement. That's what they're going to do. It's not that he's not mentally strong enough to play football, because he is. He might be mentally strong enough to be bullied.
But that's something. I guess part of that comes with football anyway, though, right?
You know what happens when you push somebody too far? They snap. Columbine. That's what happens when you push someone too far.
But I guess I'm saying in the culture of athletics, especially football, is to bully at some point anyway.
I mean, you have to have a certain aggression, but surely you can't keep that aggression when you're at home with your wife, when you're interacting with your children,
but
when you're in the public. I'm going to tell you who does that dumb shit. Motherfuckers like Pat Man Jones, and that's why he stays in the fucking news. You can't have that aggression everywhere.
But let me say this, like, is it one of those things he may not have that aggression at all? And, like, let's assume he does have that aggression.
No, we can't assume that because he has some, because he's playing online, and that's what he's doing. He's pushing men around. So we can't assume that he has no aggression. He has aggression. Now, what he don't have is, what he has is a lot of patience and tolerance for it to go this long. But two, what he don't have is the backing of people who are supposed to back him also. That is the problem I would have which he's not going to do, because it seems like he's not the type of guy to come out in public, which is what I do, and blast my fucking teammates for going against me on this, with someone who you heard call me a half nigga and say something about slap my mom and eat shit and all that. So for you all not to ban me either, fuck y'all and fuck you too. And I fuck your wife. He's not going to do that though. That's damn sure I tell I beat Tannehill ass. You beat a small one then. I can't beat Rich A. Guy. I'll beat his ass. How you don't bag me too? All of his teammates.
So let me say this, because you're saying he handled everything right. You're being hypocritical to a degree. You're saying he did everything right, but you would not do any of the things he did.
I ain't just saying I did wrong. I ain't know there's no wrong. I would have handled it wrong. You all tell me all the time I flopped the handle. I would have handled it wrong. First off, please. It would have been so many racial slurs to Rich Incognito and how I fuck his wife and his mom. Burial house. Oh, come on, man. I would have went all the way left. They would have had, a brawl would have ensued. And I would have hit him outside of here with my pistol. But I would have came in there like Javon Crittenden and them. Who, Arenas. I would have came in there the right way, give it Arenas, or put that chopper in his locker with the magazine out, and told me, you say one more motherfucking thing to me seriously, I'm gonna beat your ass. But this for my mama. I would have hit somebody head with the 38. I would have hit somebody head with the 38.
Shout out to Peanut Live 215, man. They shot my dog, man. It's fucking Dallas, man. We'll know Peanut Live now.
That's what I would have did. I mean, he handled it. Listen, textbook, you're supposed to handle it the way he handled it. Honestly. Everyone's talking about how you're supposed to handle it. And I mean, it's just like baseball, right? So in baseball, you hit my third baseman as a pitcher. What I got
to
do?
I'm supposed to hit at you.
It's the rules.
But and that's the point. It's like he's broken the rules.
I don't want to play like that. I don't want to play like that.
But then your teammates look at you like, do you have my back? I think that that's how he's looking at it. Like, and it's just one of those things. Well, it's a very interesting case study in psychology or whatever, social. It's a very interesting case. You know what I'm saying? I just feel that, me personally, I played sports. I played in college. I wasn't even that good. I got Jones and Hayes and stuff like that. At some point, you say, hey, that's enough. You know what I'm saying? And You have to stand on something as a man.
To be honest, you don't think he said, "Hey, that's enough" before he went to? I'm guaranteeing he said, "Hey, that's enough."
I'm pretty sure. The reason I don't say you say, "Hey, that's enough," because everybody's been in this situation. People know when you're not messing around. People know when you say, "Hey, that's enough," and that's enough.
Yeah, but some people are assholes, i.e., like me a little bit, and just keep pushing forward.
But you won't stop. Like, you'll stop. Like, I've seen you, and I'm just saying, most people know, hey, if I don't stop, it's going to be smoke in the city. You get your point across if you want to. I don't think he may have, like they say, he went along with it. Maybe, like you said, maybe he's just laughing. Maybe he's not confrontational.
He's not confrontational.
And that's fine if he's not confrontational, but it seems like he's in the wrong place to be non-confrontational, at least to a degree. Really? Like, it seems like, let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, let's say you maybe need to be a 3 non-confrontational, meaning maybe your tolerance limit has to be a certain level, and his isn't at that level. And it just seems like it's going to always be at this point.
Listen, at the end of the day, all these different rules and things like that, this is still a business. And they show you that all the time.
But every business has its own industry quirks. And one of the industry quirks to this business is that you're supposed to be
macho.
Macho. Exactly. Macho. And if you're not macho, I mean, it's the same thing. And it's the same thing almost as having a gay athlete right in this industry. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those things like,
I don't want one.
The minute you're perceived as not being macho, you shouldn't be in this game. And that's the same thing with him. He's
just
perceived
as gay. You don't need
to. Yeah, but I'm just saying, whether you're gay or whatever, being perceived as not being macho is being perceived as not being macho. You can, like, he can come back from that. There's nothing he can do to
I think at this point, the Dolphins,
he's hurt them tremendously. He's hurt them tremendously by putting it out there. I mean, he's hurt the league.
How did it even leak out there?
I mean,
who did he tell?
He probably told his agent. His agent went and told somebody.
Somebody leaked the shit.
Exactly.
He didn't leak it.
Put it like this, it came from him, but I guess the point I'm saying is,
because even now he's not even leaking.
He's breaking protocols. I mean, he shared the text messages with the Dolphins, so somewhere something is.
Richard Incognito broke protocol. And if y'all ordered the code red, then y'all broke protocol.
I agree. I think that,
and I
think the Miami Dolphins broke protocol.
I guarantee you, this is a black athlete.
It was really about this.
Come on, man.
This wouldn't be this much of a discussion.
Damn sure wouldn't.
Let me ask you this, and because we're going to wrap it up with this. I'm going to ask you three questions. One, what does this say? Is this problem for the NFL, and is this part of the sissification of the NFL indirectly?
It's shining a light on it. It's shining a light on the NFL that a lot of people didn't see, including me, wasn't even aware of.
You weren't aware of hazing?
I mean, hazing, I'm talking about the racial aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we know it's in sport, but this day and age, this sport with that many on the team, you just don't. You're not gonna think in that manner like it'll be a racist ass sport. Like I consider if it was a sport that I felt like it was gonna be racist, I feel like baseball and NASCAR. I bet there was some racist ass. Let me surprise man now. But football, basketball, I just don't. I didn't picture it. So it's shining on the NFL this summer. And I keep going back to the Riley Cooper thing because it just amazed me.
It amazed me too.
How absolutely nothing was done. They can say they gave him a fine. The team gave him an undisclosed fine. Who knows if it was a $500 fine or what? He didn't miss any games. He didn't miss no shot. And then the caliber of player that he was, that he is. It's not Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Drew Brees. This is fucking Riley Cooper.
Well, I think you got off subject a little bit.
It's shining like
Riley Cooper. We understand, but does it contribute to the basically the end of the NFL by like all these things coming together, meaning with the concussions, and is this part of the surge that's going to stop the NFL?
Of course not. It's too big
because it seems. The most interesting thing about this is that most of the players are old school, but most of the general public is new school.
I don't like where the general public is going.
I mean, the general public is like, oh, Martin did right. He basically said what you said. He did right. He reported to his superiors. He was the bigger man. But the players are basically like, he's a B. a B-I-T-C-H. Why he handled
spelling cuss words? He's a bitch.
Yeah, that's how the players handle it. So I think that's the most interesting thing of this case to me. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's, let me tell you something. The NFL is a monster. Right, on its own. The kind of monster that if you don't feed it for a year, it still survives and strong. The NFL is the biggest sport in America. It's going absolutely nowhere. But what's killing the NFL more is them dumbasses every offseason that make all these stupid ass rules that's never played football a day in their life.
And okay, so you just hit on a good point. And there's a lot of people making comments about this who've never played football a day in their life.
It doesn't matter. The NFL is not going anywhere.
Well, I'm not saying the NFL. I'm just saying about the Martin and the incognito part. It's a lot of people who are making comments. This is not your normal workplace. They don't have
not your normal
work. And I think that people are looking at it through those eyes.
I mean, we all know a lot more. It's not your normal workplace, but there are parameters.
I think in the locker room, I think they're very, very loose.
But there are some.
I think in things outside of, I think all the parameters are gay. That's the one parameter that I think anything else you're expected to handle inside the locker room.
You can't kill nobody now. That's an extreme. There are parameters here.
I don't think he is broke any parameters. I think that
you think incognito broke any parameters?
I think they respect him to take care of incognito. Like Antoine Rosehout would have just beat his ass. Like I think that, you know what I'm saying, people, I think that the players are saying it from the standpoint that we could have took care of this in the locker room.
If they did, that's the thing.
But now, even if it's just a hey Martin, y'all two squared off and then y'all fight and then
but they did. And that's what I'm saying, it goes even further. The teammates that's back at incognito are turning their backs on Martin. Because they did.
I feel like they're turning their backs from the
because
standpoint.
Because he snitched and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and just from the standpoint, you're a man. You have to stand up for yourself as a man at some point.
Hey, stand up to the best of my ability. And the best of my ability to stand up for a man, the way I've been taught, is to go to the authority.
But then that violates the culture of the locker room.
You're going to stop bullying me.
And that's where we go about being macho in the culture of the NFL. Like it just like he broke protocol all the way around. And I'm not saying he's right or wrong. I'm just saying,
he's right.
But then you come back and say you wouldn't do any of the things he did.
I'm saying I'm wrong.
But
I guess.
Well, not even that. I think that the locker room is the only place where in this conversation wrong is right and right is wrong. I think that's what it breaks down to.
I have to agree with that. But I applaud what he's doing. Listen,
it takes a big man to do. The only thing I have a problem with, he hasn't been able to stand up and address it himself. Like him ducking and hiding and not coming out and saying anything, I have a problem with that.
You know, all type of things going on. That's PR, that's lawyering, that's agents. No telling who's all telling him not yet, not yet, not yet. Because Richard Incognito is not speaking either.
But I think that Richard Incognito at least made a statement on Twitter. Martin, you have heard a peep from Martin.
He's that type of guy.
But and that's the part I can't respect. Like, he handled everything right, but if you're going to handle everything a certain way, at least stand up for it and say, I handled it this way.
When his mom and dad tell him, son, go ahead and address him, that's when he's going to address him.
All right.
He's still a bitch now. He went home with his mommy and his daddy.
Yeah.
So he must be gay, too. He ain't going home to his girlfriend or his wife.
No, you gonna say that.
Go home to his mom and dad.
Hey, come on. Neither one of us have our parents. So.
Sure, don't go home to my mom and dad. My dad would have told me to get the hell on. Solve it.
Yes,
alright.
So, again, you said your dad would have told you to go solve it, which kind of is.
Well, everybody's dad would have said it, right?
Obviously, Martin's dad hasn't said that, right?
If he does, his mom probably done what every mom do. Leave that boy alone, though. You did right or whatever. You probably get coddled.
Alright. So, any last thoughts on this before we wrap this up?
He's right and he's wrong, and Incognito's all the way wrong. And
I'll agree, Incognito's all the way wrong. I think the Dolphins are wrong.
He was doing
the
wrong.
NFL is wrong. I say this. I think the Dolphins are completely wrong. I think the NFL is completely wrong. I think Incognito is completely wrong. I think that Martin's is courageous. I'm not even going to say courageous.
Trailblazer.
He's a trailblazer for what he did, but I can't respect the fact that he's not. That the way he lived and how he handled it.
I understand.
Like, what he did, the premise of what he did, can agree with. You want your child to kind of react to that in some situations. But if you're going to do that, if you're going to go by the book, be a man enough to say, hey, I'm going by the book. Exactly. And that's why I have a problem with it.
Anytime you bring
Now, we sit here and we racial slur and all that. This is on the internet. Anytime you bring racial slurs into something, locker
all
room
or not. All bits off at that.
Locker room or not. When you bring racial slurs in, that should be automatic. When you bring in someone else's family, like you talk about somebody's mom, kids,
yeah, a wife, you get whatever you.
You need to get what you're supposed to got. You're supposed to get what you got coming.
Yeah.
So Rich Incognito is so far out of bounds you can't see him. And for the lead teammates not to get nothing
well,
from that. No, you
don't
know because you said locker room. So and the teammates have something to do with this.
Well, I think that in my locker room, I would have been the ones to sit there like, look, man, you need to stand up for yourself.
I would have said that, but once I would have heard him say, I'm like, who the fuck you
talking about? Oh, yeah, not at that point.
Everybody.
I don't think he said out loud. I think he left him a voicemail.
I don't give a fuck. Once I heard this saying, hey, who the fuck you calling? That's first and foremost. Just like McCoy said, I don't want to play with him. I don't want to play with him. If he uses this type of language, you racist piece of shit, then you can go ahead and get a 1A or get him the fuck out of here.
Well, look at McCoy playing with him.
Hey man, these know how to tap dance now. These put their dancing shoes on with that Sambo face. They know how to yes sir. They know how to ain't no more of that Jim Brown Muhammad Ali standing up for yourself. These said they stole for a check. Illuminati ass niggas. You know what they do.
Alright. Thank you, Calhoun, for being on, man. We'll see you again. Real quick, it's Thursday. I know that you normally don't talk college football, but it's Oregon and Stanford tonight. 3-5. Who do you got?
Go with Oregon.
I'm gonna go with Stanford.
Stanford got better defense. Huh?
Yeah. What about professionals? Is the Vikings versus RG3 tonight?
RG3. That's actually gonna be a good game to watch. I think.
No way. Vikings start having a quarterback play. Anyway, this has been DigitalDarren.com. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Remember to check us out on iTunes and make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Side note, I hate you fucking Falcons. And I'm off of the bandwagon. Fuck them. Dimitrov, if he's not gone by the end of the year, get him the fuck out of here with that fucking Goku-ass hairstyle. It's over with. They doomed our season, and they fucked Tony Gonzalez in the ass. No, that's all I got to say about that.